Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, on behalf of the United Ulama Council of South Africa, which amongst its various activities also coordinates the sighting of the Hilal and the sighting of the new moon, it met this evening to consider the sighting of the moon of Zulhijjah. Bear in mind that this particular sighting is of great importance because of the virtue of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran takes an oath on the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has testified that there is no other day in which good deeds are more appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than on the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And amongst this first 10 days also included is the day of Arafah, which is not only beneficial and virtuous for the people who are in Arafah, but it is virtuous for the Ummah throughout the world and wherever they are. Whoever keeps a fast on the day of Arafah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, it serves as an atonement for his minor sins for the past and the coming year. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us value and appreciate this first 10 days. Given the importance of these first 10 days, the sighting today is of great importance. After careful consideration and with regard to the various sighting posts that has been set up, the moon for Zulhijjah was not sighted. Thus, the first of Zulhijjah will be from tomorrow, Sunday, the 11th of July from Maghrib onwards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these first 10 days, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has outlined its virtue, make it blessed for us, and may we value it the way Allah ta'ala and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has recommended that we value it. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.